This is Clayton for Podcast Radio Business, and we're joined by Rifat Tufail, Head of Customer Vulnerability at the Phoenix Group. And we're here to discuss the vicious cycle, why the customer vulnerability epidemic affects so many and requires urgent action. Thank you for joining us, Rifat.
Thank you so much for having me, Clayton. Delighted to be here.
You're most welcome. So tell us more about your role at the Phoenix Group.
So I am Head of Customer Vulnerability at Phoenix Group. And my team exists to make sure that we are considering vulnerability and that we design with vulnerability in mind. And we make sure that our customers can secure a life of possibilities.
We hear the word vulnerability a lot these days because we're living in a complex world, a difficult world. Can you explain what customer vulnerability is according to the Financial Conduct Authority's definition?
Yes. I always say, Clayton, to be human is to be vulnerable, because we can all be vulnerable at some point in our lives, whether that's when we're challenged with dealing with a bereavement or something like redundancy or ill health, or potentially financial challenges like a lot of people are facing at the moment with the cost of living crisis. So to be human is to be vulnerable, but the FCA have a formal definition of vulnerability, which is that a vulnerable customer is someone who, due to their personal circumstances, is vulnerable to harm, particularly where a firm is not acting with appropriate levels of care. So the FCA are emphasizing that people can be at risk, and that it's important that firms, providers, businesses are very alive to this, train their staff to be able to recognize vulnerability and respond appropriately.
This is such a complex area that Standard Life have done an analysis in relation to this and regarding the impact of money on sleep and mental health among UK adults, increasing that vulnerability. Could you talk a little bit more about that?
Yes, absolutely, Clayton. So our Standard Life research has shown us that a quarter of UK adults looking after their money has caused them to lose sleep. And 23% believe that money worries have contributed towards poorer mental health. So the impact of stress and poor mental health can create something called a scarcity mindset, which is a behavioral science sort of concept. That's when you feel like you don't have enough money. And that's the equivalent of losing 14 IQ points or 7 hours of sleep.
Wow.
So it's phenomenal, isn't it, that something like money worries can affect your mental health and your sleep.
Do you feel that to a certain extent, because obviously we're effectively in a cost of living crisis at this current time, that that really is exacerbating that situation?
Definitely. That's definitely what we see in the research. And people are trying to manage their everyday costs at the moment, but also protect their long term. And where possible, people are trying to protect those sort of rainy day sort of savings that they might have in place. So we do see that in our research. And we also see this in the conversations that we're having with some of our customers as well, which is why we've trained our colleagues to the highest standards to recognize vulnerability through behavioral science. So we understand these mindsets, cognitive overload is something else that people can be challenged with when you're worried about money. And we created a virtual reality experience where a colleague can witness firsthand what it's like for somebody to disclose a vulnerability and what that looks like when you respond, you know, with care and compassion. And we're also using physical aids as well to replicate different accessibility needs. So all of this is helping our colleagues put themselves in the shoes of somebody who might be facing mental health challenges or other vulnerable circumstances.
And that's interesting because everybody has a part to play in this. What responsibilities do our businesses have in understanding and addressing the individual needs of vulnerable customers, especially during a time of crisis?
Yeah, I mean, this is vital. So through our research and vulnerability, what our customers tell us is that first and foremost, they would reach out to family and friends, which I think naturally we can all relate to. But then secondly, they would reach out to their employer. So it's really important that employers have an employee assistance program, financial education or financial wellness initiatives, and really explicit signposting about how colleagues or their staff can reach out to get some help.
But Phoenix Group are also doing their part. And can you enlighten us really as to the collaborative efforts that Phoenix Group is doing in order to bring together these experts to support that vulnerable individual that exists in our society?
Yes, absolutely. We're playing our part because we want to build a society where everyone, regardless of their backgrounds or their circumstances, is treated with care and compassion when they need that helping hand. And we want to create a safe space and remove any barriers because people just want to get on with their lives. Last week, we hosted a vulnerability summit where we brought together private sector, third sector, and also public sector organizations, because it's important to have a national conversation about the challenges and that we all pull together in the same direction to get there quicker for our customers.
So back to businesses again. I wanted to ask, how can businesses best identify and really respond to customers who may be experiencing vulnerability due to their personal circumstances?
So yeah, the first step is to create an environment where the customer feels safe to disclose vulnerability, because we know that that's one of the barriers in itself, is people don't necessarily trust organizations with that type of information. So being very transparent about how that information will be used, training colleagues to respond with care and compassion and to put the customer over a process, for example, is really important. So that's what I would suggest.
So in your opinion, what are some key best practices that business owners and founders can take away today from our discussion?
So training your sort of customer service colleagues to make sure that they can recognize a different range of vulnerabilities and that they can probe with empathy to understand what's really going on for the customer. Empowering your colleagues to be able to do something different for that customer, having options and solutions on the shelf is really important. But also think about your digital channels. A lot of organizations are digital first, which is fantastic, and it's important to give customers that choice of channel. But through digital, make sure that there are also routes where somebody can declare or disclose a vulnerability, and there's content there that is very clear around the help and support that's available.
So do you see technology playing a vital role in assisting with dealing with vulnerability and assisting vulnerable people?
Interestingly, at the summit last week that we held, one of the panel discussions we had was, how do firms remain human in the face of things like artificial intelligence or AI? So that was a really interesting discussion. You know, it's early days for a lot of this technology. And I think a lot of firms at the moment are just doing some test and learn to understand how can they take some of the heavy lifting out of their processes using AI to free up time for their customer service representatives to spend the time with people in vulnerable circumstances.
Now, a lot of people may be listening to this and they're thinking to themselves, they want to take action, or at least it's something that they want to draw into their organization. Where would they go for more information?
Any regulated firm, any financial services firm, will definitely be under the umbrella of Consumer Duty. The FCA have set out a lot of requirements around Consumer Duty to help vulnerable customers as well. Also reach out if anybody listening to your podcast, you know, has an affiliation with Phoenix Group or a family of brands, Standard Life, Sun Life, Reassure and Phoenix Life. Please do reach out to us and we can share more about our Helping Hand program. That's two routes there.
Excellent. So Rifat Tufail, Head of Customer Vulnerability at Phoenix Group, thank you for joining us on Podcast Radio Business.
Thank you so much, Clayton.
You're most welcome.